KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's clear and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny and breezy today, a high around 64. West-southwesterly winds at 15 to 25, gusting to near 30 this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Manning Regional Healthcare Center, your trusted experts close to home. Police in Council Bluffs report a man suspected of being involved in a shooting incident that took place early Monday morning was taken into custody Friday. 43-year-old Robert Brockman of Council Bluffs is suspected of firing a weapon at around 2:11 a.m. Monday in the 700 block of South 32nd Street in Council Bluffs. At the scene, officers found a white female suffering from minor injuries. Four shotgun shell casings were also recovered from the scene. The victim was transported to a local hospital for treatment. Police say they want to thank everyone for their tips that led to Brockman's arrest. Officials at the Guthrie County Hospital and Guthrie County Public Health late Friday night confirmed four cases of COVID-19 in Guthrie County, but no one has been hospitalized. Officials said also there have been several questions regarding the case counts and what the accurate numbers are. Data released on the state dashboard, they said, and website may lag behind of local confirmation as it depends on the time of the data is entered into the IDDS system by the hygienic and reference labs. According to Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbor, we continue to remind residents to take preventative measures to slow the spread of the virus. It's important for everyone to stay home as much as possible and to practice social distancing. This simply means to stay away from groups of people and to keep a 6-foot distance from other individuals. Symptoms of COVID-19 include a cough and fever of 100 degrees or more and shortness of breath. Now, if you're experiencing any of those symptoms, you should call your local health care provider before going into that health care office. The provider may have special instructions for you and will determine if you need to be tested. Officials at the Iowa Department of Public Health have confirmed another positive COVID-19 case in Page County. That was in a patient between the ages of 61 and 80 who contracted the virus through travel. The individual was recovering at home in isolation. The latest case of COVID-19 brings the total number in Page County to 4. Officials in Pottawatomie County late Friday reported that as of Friday, Pott County Health Public Health and said that there continues to be a total of 18 COVID-19 cases there, 11 of which have recovered. Four persons are self-isolating at home, two are hospitalized, and of course there has been one death, as we previously mentioned. On Friday also, the Douglas County, Nebraska Health Department confirmed that two employees of Tyson Foods in Council Bluffs had tested positive for COVID-19 on April 14th. Both of those individuals reside in Douglas County, Nebraska, and therefore their cases are not reflected in Pottawatomie County's COVID-19 numbers. And both individuals are self-isolating at home. Pott County Public Health said they are in contact with Tyson Foods and the Iowa Department of Public Health. Because a large number of Tyson Foods employees live in Omaha, Pott County Public Health said they will continue to work closely with Douglas County and the Nebraska health systems to navigate the situation as it evolves. Pott County will provide updates as they become available. Well, an influential modeling institute is forecasting specific reopening dates for states that have been shut down by the coronavirus. The recommendations are based on projections for when each state's infections will drop below 1 per 1 million people. The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says Hawaii, Montana, Vermont, and West Virginia could open by May the 4th if they restrict large gatherings, test widely, and quarantine the contacts of people who test positive. According to the model, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Utah are among the states that would need to wait until late June or early July. The Institute says state decisions on reopening should be made based on the situation closer to the hoped-for date of reopening. Its projections have varied widely over time, drawing criticism from researchers with other types of models. The Seattle model is the one that's most often mentioned, though, by U.S. health officials at White House briefings. It uses U.S. hospitalization and death data, along with observed trends in China, Italy, and Spain, to project what will happen next in the U.S. Uncertainty is built into any mathematical model that tries to predict the future. Governor Kim Reynolds said she'll use a phased-in approach as she lifts the limits she's placed on public gatherings and business activities, but she's not giving the timetable for when she'll announce her decisions.
I know that the possibility of getting life back to normal sooner rather than later is what hardworking Iowans want, and it is absolutely what I want too.
But Reynolds says the state has not yet started to see a consistent daily decline in the numbers of COVID-19 cases, and she's not ready to announce when her orders may be lifted. Iowa bars and restaurants have been closed since noon on March 17th, although takeout and curbside service is allowed. Fitness centers, hair salons, and a variety of other businesses were later added to the closure list that's currently in effect through April 30th. Reynolds said the speed at which testing capacity can be expanded in the state is another factor in when businesses may be allowed to open.
As we continue to learn how to live with COVID-19 until a vaccine is available, we'll also learn how to carefully balance not only the health of Iowans, but the health of our economy.
Reynolds says the plans she and her staff have drawn out for reopening the Iowa economy are in line with the approach President Trump discussed with the nation's governors on Thursday. Reynolds is again hinting that she may allow business activity to resume first in counties and regions of the state where confirmed COVID-19 cases remain low. And as we have reported, Reynolds announced on Friday that schools will not reopen in May. The temporary closure of pork processing plants in Iowa and neighboring states is adding to the difficult situation producers are facing under the COVID-19 pandemic. Jim Boyer, a hog producer in northwest Iowa's Emmett County, says they're already feeling the financial pinch from plants that have recently shut down or where closures are imminent.
The packers are full, so they're not able to harvest as many head as they normally did. Earlier this week, we're down to 380,000 head. Normally, we're doing 450,000 head a day. As the supply of hogs backs up, prices that the packers are willing to pay producers are dropping already.
The cascading troubles with coronavirus are compounding problems for producers. As Boyer says, they were already dealing with falling prices.
We're into the $38 range right now, and break even on a hog for independent producers about $68. So producers are standing to lose about $30 a head currently.
An advantage grain farmers have over livestock producers is if grain prices fall, farmers can put that commodity into storage and wait until the prices come back up.
Pork production is a just-in-time delivery on hogs. So when we start backing up a system to where we can't harvest hogs that are supposed to be going to market, well, then it backs up everything. And the only alternative is to start euthanizing hogs. And no producer wants to do that.
Boyer says many producers may not survive if they cannot take their hogs to market. In the funeral announcements, Patricia Pat Eiler, age 64, of Carson, died Tuesday at the Josie Harper Hospice House in Omaha. An open visitation for Pat Eiler will be on Sunday from noon until 5 at the Los Hills Funeral Home in Carson. And again, state and federal guidelines apply for COVID-19, and only 10 people will be allowed in the funeral home at any given time. Beryl Greer, age 96, of Harlan, died April 12th at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A memorial mass for Beryl Greer will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joan Colligan, age 82, of Harlan, died April 10th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Private services for Joan Colligan will be held with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. John T. Cleveland, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died April 12th at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Private family graveside services will be held for John Cleveland. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Manning Regional Healthcare Center, your trusted experts close to home. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.